what's up?
I'm talking to Gilliam Mays.
Mays Gilliam.
My bad. I'm dyslexic.
It's all right. You know who did it first.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. It seems like it was just yesterday. You were creating a movie about the first black president. Now it's reality. He's fighting for a second term. That's deep to me.
It is unbelievable that when I sold the movie, it was a joke, like something that could never happen.
Right.
And now here we are.
So what do you think about that, man?
You know, art imitates life, and sometimes life imitates art. I didn't write a sequel, but I hope President Obama writes the sequel tomorrow.
Trying to, if he get a second term, it might be more like the movie. I'm trying to go to the party with Funk Flex spinning at the White House.
It could happen.
I'm just kidding,
definitely,
man.
It could definitely happen.
I'm just kidding. I can't say that in Cincinnati. You know what I'm saying? It's just jokes. What's your message to the people of Cincinnati, man?
Y'all have early voting, so people could go out and vote today until, like, 2 o'clock.
We're trying to get everybody out there. What do you say to that person who says, nah, I'll vote tomorrow?
Then you better really vote tomorrow, but try to vote early. Get in there, because your vote does count, especially in Ohio.
They say this could be the state to call it.
They say Ohio probably will call it.
Man, you did some funny stuff on Kimmel the other day, man. What did you say about folks who say Obama is not white enough?
Oh, Obama's more than white enough.
In times like these, you need a white president you can trust. And that white president's name is Barack Obama.
Man, Obama's—he's a little bit of everything, man.
Okay.
He's a little bit of everything. He got a Kenyan father. You can't get no blacker than that.
For the first 2/3 of his life, Barack Obama was known as Barry, which is the third whitest name on earth, right after Cody and Jeff.
Barry. Barry's a pretty white name. Even Barry White's last name is white. I've met the president. I've been around the president. He's cooler than the squares, but he's not too cool to just get things done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got you. The perfect person, actually.
He's kind of like the perfect guy to be president. Because you or I would mess this up.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. First thing I'm doing is pardoning all my relatives in jail.
Right. See, he's not that cool.
President Obama has a dog. But is it a pit bull? Is it a Rottweiler? No, it's a Portuguese water dog.
He does not have a Mike Vick dog. He has a Peyton Manning dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to pay the bills, yo. We'll be right back with my friend Chris Rock on voting and Mitt Romney and President Obama. It's 101.1 The Wiz.